WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're going to remember Leroy Ahrens, the founder and first president of the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association, former executive editor of the Oakland Tribune, and former West Coast and New York correspondent for the Washington Post. He died Sunday at the age of 70. He was being treated for bladder cancer when his heart failed. I spoke with him in 1992. In 1990, just a few months before he founded the National Gay and Lesbian Journalists Association, he reported on the results of a survey of gay and lesbian journalists. He was asked to coordinate the study by the American Society of Newspaper Editors. He was chosen because he was a ranking editor, was already out at work, and was in a good position to locate other gay journalists willing to participate in the study.
So I set up a team, and we began to do that, I think rather successfully. And we did it by telephone calls, by word of mouth, by posting flyers in newsrooms. And I began to develop, for the first time in my life, a network of personal contact with gay and lesbian journalists on newspapers all over the country. And among other things, what I began to hear was a desire to connect. I called one journalist at the Providence newspaper who had heard about this called me and was terribly excited about it, as were most of the journalists. And then he said, "Do you know anybody else at my newspaper?" And I said, "Yeah, I do, but I can't tell you because of this whole confidentiality thing." And he said, "God, is there some way that we can begin to link up and connect?" So that planted the idea in my mind. Then I delivered the results of the survey, which showed fairly predictably that there was homophobia in the newsrooms, that gay journalists perceived their own institutions doing a mediocre job in general on coverage, and that they had a sense of isolation and living in the shadows. When I delivered the results of that survey to the gathered editors, my editor peers in Washington in 1990, I had to make a decision. Do I come out publicly nationally or do I not? And in retrospect, I made a decision to say, yes, I'm a gay man and an editor, and I'm proud of ASNE for accomplishing this.
Do you think that there are any unique problems that a journalist has in coming out?
Yes, there are. One is there are possible career implications. Secondly, there is the question of perception. They face the possibility that they may be seen as representing some kind of a special interest, and they struggle with this issue, the advocacy versus the objectivity. And it's a new experience because while Afro-American journalists banded together in associations 15, 17 years ago, Hispanics and the rest, gays and lesbians are just experimenting with this. I think what they're beginning to learn is that they need to make the argument that they insist upon being seen as professionals who've been in this business for years and years, doing competent, excellent jobs with high professional journalistic standards. That does not end just because you come out and be totally who you are.
You decided to come out nationally when you were giving the results of the survey that you were commissioned to do. Was that a hard choice?
It was a difficult choice. I had come out in 83 at my own newspaper in the Tribune when I came on to my first job there. That was a tough move as well because I've been in journalism for 34 years now, and 24 of them I lived as a closeted person and a closeted professional, living in fear that someone would spot me going into a bar and that it would have some impact on a kind of personal rejection or perhaps some career implications. In making that decision before hundreds of peer editor colleagues, the night before I was to deliver the findings, the text of my statement did not have my coming out statement in it. I woke up the next morning and began to think, here I am talking about other gay and lesbian journalists living in the shadows, and I'm going. I just can't walk up there and pretend that I am something that I'm not. So I added the words that I described before at the end. And interestingly, there was a subtext that kind of echoed internally for me, reflexively, which was, Here I am, world, all of me at last. So I have to tell you that these are not easy decisions, both in terms of professional issues and in terms of personal issues.
I'm wondering if in this group that you created, if you feel that there are a lot of journalists who are much more radical in their approach to gay issues and gay rights than you are, and if so, how you feel about that, if that makes you uncomfortable or not.
Well, I guess that there probably are journalists in our group who would view me as being someone on the conservative side of the spectrum. And we've had discussions constantly within our organization, and I think these are legitimate discussions as to, how do you serve your role as a member of your journalistic craft and at the same time deal with your responsibility to these issues. I have to say that I probably started out a lot more conservative than I am now in building the organization with the many colleagues who have helped to do this, work together with them, and in exposing myself to a lot of information and a lot of study and examination that I hadn't before. I think that it's moved me a little bit toward the left and perhaps some of my colleagues a little bit more toward the center.
What issues do you feel you've moved on?
Well, I think that I've begun to get a broader perspective on the role of a gay journalist in the press. I think that, to hide behind the notion of objectivity in the face of injustice seems to me to be just that, to be hiding. I think that one of the traditions of journalism is to fight injustice, to work in behalf of the underdog. And I guess the other thing that's been happening to me is the more I read about and experience and watch the effort to force gays back into the closet, the fact that homosexuality is one of the last places where scapegoating is considered permissible, I start to feel some passion about this that may have been suppressed before, to be perfectly honest with you.
Leroy Ahrens, recorded in 1992. He died Sunday at the age of 70.